Boys and girls and children of all ages, come on down to the corner for Kids Corner. Danielle Perez will bring us this morning. Come on down.
Jesus loves the little children.
Is that better?
Alright. You know what other special holiday is coming up real soon? New Year's, yes! And you know, all over the world, there's all kinds of traditions for New Year's. People in Australia have picnics. People in France have this huge dinner for the family. And a lot of Spanish-speaking countries have 12 grapes for each toll when it strikes midnight. And a lot of people sing Auld Lang Syne. But you know what else other people do for New Year's? Have these things called resolutions. Does anybody know what a New Year's resolution is? Mm-mm. Well, to me, I think a resolution is a promise to yourself. But I also think it's also a promise to God as well. Sometimes, though, it's kind of hard to keep a promise. And sometimes when people make New Year's resolutions, they think very big. And sometimes you gotta be a little creative in your resolutions, which is why I got this. Let's see, okay. Can anybody make an animal? Yeah, an elephant. Can you guys pick an elephant up? Why not? It's too heavy. It's too fat. Yeah, I think even with all of us combined, now, let's take this half and try to pick something smaller. Alright, let's see. Can any of you guys guess what I'm making? Is a dog bigger or smaller than an elephant? Smaller. And, you know, not only is a dog smaller, but, you know, a dog can live with you, and you can take care of it and feed it, and it can be one of your best friends. Can you do that with an elephant? No, you can't, can you? So this is just kind of a small example of how smaller things are kind of easier than huge, gigantic things. So, this New Year's, I want you to think of smaller resolutions, smaller promises to yourself and to God. Like, I'm sure a lot of you have rooms that need to be cleaned, and you can do that without your mom and dad hassling you over it. That's a good resolution. Or being nice to your brothers and sisters and not argue so much, that would be nice. Or studying extra hard in classes, you know, little things like that. Or just helping out somebody, make somebody smile. Just little things. And soon those little things are going to, you know, grow into bigger things that will help somebody else out. So this New Year's, I want you to start small because it's the small things that make big changes and differences. And don't be afraid to ask God to help you, because He's always around to give you a lending hand. Okay? Yes. I got gifts for you guys. It's Play-Doh. So, believe me, these things are hard to open, so you don't have to worry about them playing with it right now. All right. Grab a Play-Doh. You're very much welcome, and have a very, very good New Year's. All right?